Today is the baptism of our Lord Jesus Christ. The baptism of Jesus is the end of Christmas season. Tomorrow is the beginning of ordinary days. Baptism comes from the Greek word baptism, which means two things. First, to plunge, which means Christ has died. To immerse means Christ has risen from the dead. Two important things regarding baptism: to plunge and to immerse. Immersion, which means Christ has risen from the dead. Baptism is the sacrament that gives our souls the new life of sanctifying grace by which we become children of God and heirs of heaven. Baptism was instituted by Christ, perhaps in his own baptism, and commanded his disciples during the time of his ascension. He said to his disciples, "Go therefore and make disciples of all nations and baptize them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit." The apostles obeyed his command on that same day of Pentecost. In response to the crowd's question, "What will we do?" After Peter's first sermon, Peter said that all of you will repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins. In Acts chapter 2, verse 38, about 3,000 people were baptized. In my own reflection, there are three important points regarding the baptism of Jesus and the sacrament of baptism. First, the sacrament of baptism is the gateway to the other sacraments. The word gateway, the door, the entrance to the other sacraments. Baptism is the first sacrament we can receive. Unless we are baptized, we are forbidden to receive other sacraments. Baptism is the first sacrament of initiation. We can't receive the other sacraments without first receiving the sacrament of baptism. For example, those who want to become a priest, they cannot receive the sacrament of holy orders without receiving the sacrament of baptism. Another example, those who want to receive the sacrament of matrimony or marriage, first, they need to receive the sacrament of baptism. First point, the sacrament of baptism is the gateway to the other sacraments. Second point, the sacrament of baptism is the sacrament of cleansing and washing. Baptism is the only sacrament that can remit the original sin. It cleanses us of all sin, original and present sin, and refers to all due punishment. If an adult receives baptism with appropriate provisions, that is, with faith and contrition, his current sins are eliminated with original sin as well. And in the sacrament of baptism, the mother is water, the holy water. We can't exist without water. And water gives us life and gives us death. That's why in the sacrament of baptism, we used water as the mother. And the formula, the name of the candidate who will receive the sacrament of baptism, and I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. That's the formula. And the mother is water. That's why the sacrament of baptism is the sacrament of cleansing and washing. Third point, baptism presupposes mission. After the anointing of sacred chrism, we become priest, prophet, and king. Why Jesus desired baptism? I quote the sermon of Saint Maximus of Turin, bishop. Christ is baptized not to be made holy by the water, but to make the water holy, and by his cleansing to purify the waters which he touched. Very beautiful. I will repeat. Christ is baptized not to be made holy by the water, but to make the water holy, and by his cleansing to purify the waters which he touched. For the consecration of Christ involves a more significant consecration of water. Baptism presupposes mission. And mission is going beyond. Mission is crossing the borders. Mission is the work of the Holy Spirit. And mission is going out of the comfort zone. Today, we will remove the crib. It means the beginning of Christ's mission. Defects of character printed on the soul by baptism, we become members of the church, subject to its laws, and able to receive the other sacraments. Shall I repeat three important points regarding baptism? First, the gateway to the other sacraments. Second, the sacrament of cleansing and washing. And the last one, baptism presupposes mission.